a father lost in war is finally coming home. Charles McDaniel Jr. was only 3 years old when his father went missing in action during the Korean War. Charles McDaniel Sr. was one of two Americans identified from the remains that were recently returned to U.S. soil from North Korea. The younger McDaniel, who was a retired Army chaplain, was on hand for a ceremony held at Honolulu's National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific to mark National POW-MIA Recognition Day. He spoke with Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty about the day he and his family had long hoped for.
Sergeant Eugene G. McBride, United States Army. Radioman 3rd Class Bruce H. Ellison, United States Navy. Water tender 2nd Class Edgar D. Gross.
More than 80,000 American service members are listed as missing in action. Most are from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The job of finding those missing Americans belongs to the Defense POW-MIA Accounting Agency. At Friday's ceremony, the names of nearly 200 men and women were read, those returned home and identified this year.
Sergeant 1st Class James S. Streetman, Jr., United States Army. Lieutenant Seymour P. Drovis, United States Army.
Master Sergeant Charles McDaniel Sr. was identified among the remains returned by North Korea last month. His son, Charles McDaniel Jr., flew to Hawaii from Indiana to mark the occasion. The younger McDaniel joined the Army himself, becoming a Green Beret and then later a chaplain. His father, already a World War II veteran, left for Korea when he was just 3 years old.
It's hard to know where to begin. My mother, unfortunately, is 93 and has little understanding of the circumstances. And so time has eroded the opportunity for her to really fully participate in this. And for that, I grieve and I'm sorry for her. She has some understanding. But it sort of encapsulates the problem and the urgency of trying to find the identity of so many lost. For me, as an Army buddy, as a Green Beret, very early I learned we don't leave anyone behind, leave no one behind. One of my closest friends was Sergeant McFarland, Richard McFarland. Mac and I used to hang out together a lot. I remember sending him a letter to Vietnam. A couple of months later, he came back in a bigger envelope and said, "We regret to inform you, Sergeant Richard McFarland was KIA. So it's very personal to me from different angles. But then there are some who are not identified, and it adds another layer, another dimension, another uncertainty. I remember as a young boy from time to time growing up, as young boys are, and you think, well, maybe my dad's still alive. And sometimes there's a horrible thought as you grow up a little bit, maybe he's still alive and in a prison camp with those kind of people that torture and maim and do such. But I knew logically, and as my brother Larry and I have discussed from time to time, we knew that he wasn't coming back as a living person.
McDaniel put aside his grief and built a life, but he never gave up hope that some news of his father would arrive. After 68 years, that news came last month.
I'd seen the 55 boxes of remains coming back. Roughly 82,000 people, relatives, friends, loved ones that are missing still from different wars. Over 5,000 in North Korea. And so I figured 55 sets of remains, 1% chance or less. So you kind of push it back like you have to do with grief. You have to, at some point, it lingers and the pain remains, but you have to push it back. And you go on with your life. Well, just about a week later, I got a phone call from DPAA, from the liaison down at Fort Campbell, and he says, I guess, sir, that you saw the remains coming back. And I said, yes, I did. And he said, well, I have some amazing news for you. We found one dog tag. One dog tag. And it's your father's. The history of the dog tags was interesting. I didn't know the Greeks and the Romans, some of their soldiers had dog tags, what we would call dog tags, identification bracelets that they would wear. In the Civil War, the soldiers would go off, and before a battle, they would often write their name and their hometown or their unit on paper and put it somewhere on their uniform or sometimes on their equipment, so that if the ultimate happened, they would be able to be identified and returned. During World War I, 1916, there was a regulation that came out and said all soldiers will have a dog tag. And I don't really know who termed dog tag first, but you know, probably some soldier out there, some young infantry guy, some Marine, somebody that was a grunt, like I originally was. They simplify things. And so they were to have one dog tag. By 1918, they said you need to have two dog tags, and it got a little more serious because that really identified why you had the identity tag. Because we were taught in combat, if your comrade was seriously wounded or if he suffered the ultimate sacrifice of death, you would take one of the dog tags off and return it to the command so that administratively they could start to track the KIA. And the other would stay on the body. What frightened me when I got this is it's the short chain. And usually you took the short chain off and you left the other one with the body.
The presence of Charles McDaniel Sr.'s dog tag was not enough to confirm his identity. DPAA scientists used DNA testing, dental records, and chest x-rays to try and make a match. After a few weeks, they had the results.
Last week I got another call. Didn't expect it so soon, wasn't sure would ever come. Waited 68 years for this. And they said, we've identified your father's remains. 68 years is a long time, but it happened. So don't give up. And realizing even as you're not thinking about it, there's a whole bunch of people that are very talented and very serious about finding things. You're talking about NCIS? Those people are amateurs compared to this. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to mention another thing, too. My father was a master sergeant. He served for longer than the duration of the war, World War II, before and afterwards. The same day it was announced by our president, and I thank him for this, PFC William H. Jones of Nash County, North Carolina, E Company, 2nd Battalion, 25th Infantry Division, young PFC, just as important as my father, to someone, and hopefully to us.
For The Conversation, Ryan Finnerty from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific.
Charles McDaniel plans to keep his father's dog tag and pass it down to one of his children. The family plans to bury McDaniel Sr. in a plot near their home outside of Minneapolis. To see photos of that most treasured dog tag along with the post for this story, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.